Hi everyone, my name is Yash. I work at Percona as a quality engineer, mainly testing databases. So recently I've been playing around with the GPUs and I was curious, like, what works, how can we run multiple models, and what are the observations that I had. So this session will be regarding how you can run multiple models, what methods you have available, and what are the good ways to, you know, do that. So the overview of this session will be, we will understand why we need to partition a GPU. We will explore GPU sharing methods. Then we will get a use case of video generation. So we will use a WAN model and test it across the multiple sharing methods. Then we will see what crashes we encounter. And then we will optimize the workload. And we will compare it with the H100 and B200 GPUs. So why should we partition a GPU? I mean, there are four key reasons which I identified. Number one, some models don't support batching, so you will have to run a particular instance of that model again. Now, you cannot get a new GPU all the time and allocate full resources to it. You need to partition it. So that's one reason. Second is your application requires a separate, you know, compute capacity of the GPU. So you need to partition it because of that. Or you want to sell the compute, so you partition GPU and you sell it like model does. So there are a couple of companies doing that. Or the last one, which is my favorite, you cannot afford another GPU. So you just have one method of partitioning. You have one GPU to play around with and you just partition that. So what methods do we have at our disposal? So there are two key ways in which you can share a GPU. The one is time-based, another is spatial-based. So temporal, that is time slicing, usually has one process allocating the entire GPU for a certain period of time. So there is a large context switch. So process one, process two, process three, they switch amongst each other as they, you know, work, and the GPU is allocated to all of them. In the spatial one, you have two methods. The first one is MPS, another one is MIC. Now, of these two methods, MPS is not strict isolation. You have a GPU, it is being shared by multiple process. MIG, however, has strict isolation. So you partition the GPU with dedicated partitions and your process is worked in isolation. So there is no, you know, problem between the processes. So, yeah. This is a table comparing the sharing methods that are available to us. You can see time